Our young children don't have much to smile about when dealing with the dental system. A paper out of Otago University says urgent and radical change is needed to address the declining dental health of New Zealand children. It says dental decay is the most prevalent non-communicable disease among children, and more than 60% of Māori and Pacifica children experience dental decay by the age of five. Paediatric Dentistry Senior Lecturer Dorothy Boyd led the work. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Good morning.
So is this a situation that's getting systematically worse?
It is for baby teeth. So the statistics show a continual improvement for permanent teeth, but they show that for young children with baby teeth, it's getting worse.
Why?
Lots of reasons. Dental decay has been described as a really complex or wicked problem because it's affected by so many parameters. And one parameter is the environment that we live in. So our society doesn't make it easy for young children to have healthy teeth. That's partly because of prominent advertising, for example, for unhealthy or what we call non-core food and drink, in particular sugar-sweetened beverages, for example.
Yeah, lots of pester power at the supermarket with that.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and you'll find often that marketing of unhealthy foods is directed at children. For example, the breakfast cereals with the most sugar often have cartoon characters on them.
So what needs to be done then? I mean, the government's ruled out a sugar tax, so what now?
So we as a group have said that there's not a single strategy. We need a collaborative and a coordinated approach across all of society. We know that oral health services have an opportunity to change with the latest health reforms, and that change is needed there to strengthen the prevention of dental decay. But that's really difficult if families then go out into a society where keeping teeth healthy isn't supported. So we need change across all of us. And in our paper, we've made several suggestions for that. And one is reducing the extent of unhealthy foods marketed to children and addressing affordability of healthy food, fluoride toothpaste and toothbrushes.
Mm. Making them more affordable.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So how to tackle this then? Because is this something that the government needs to look at again and address this demise?
Yeah, well, yes. Every health professional working at the front line at the moment is experiencing the stress and strain in the system, and that's been exacerbated by COVID-19. What we need for dental health is some ongoing funding to support prevention, so preventive strategies in addition to the current treatment strategies. And those could be, there are examples in other countries, for example, Scotland, where they rolled out a program called Child Smile. And that involved going into nursery schools over there, which is like our kindies and preschools, with preventive support, so brushing the teeth, actually while the children were there, using a fluoride toothpaste and providing not only the instruments to do it, but support in how to do it. Mm. And for the most needy, so in the deprived areas, also targeting children at increased risk of dental decay with fluoride varnish applications. So this all happened really early, and we need that for change to happen. It needs to be an early intervention in very young children.
Thank you very much for your time. Dorothy Boyd there, Paediatric Dentistry Senior Lecturer.